Let's take a break from the news for a few minutes now for some music and a global edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
Ветер в поле закружил.
Капли ярик, капли пали, лага тире на зале.
Oh, no, no, ¿qué será de ti si no es realidad?
Gary Sullivan hosts Bodega Pop Live on WFMU's 24-hour stream, Give the Drummer Radio, out of New York City. He joins us now. Hi, Gary.
Hey there. How you doing?
Doing well. And we've talked to you before. You are a scavenger.
You spend
a lot of time searching for music at bodegas in New York City's immigrant communities. And what you found is that a lot of the shops you go to are actually closing. What's happening?
Well, I mean, they're either closing or maybe they had a lot of media. That media could be cassettes and CDs in terms of music or DVDs. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that stuff is becoming obsolete, in particular the CDs and cassettes, because it's all going online, the music. So what you're finding is either shops that catered to a clientele that would purchase that kind of stuff are either going out of business, or if they include media, they're a store, a general store of some kind, they may be just getting rid of the media altogether.
Okay, which is why it's good that we have you here to bring us some of it before it goes away, or at least before it's too hard for people to find it. And I know that this first one that you brought us comes to you from Astoria, Queens, where you live. That's something
That's
you
right.
found there. This is Sheb Hosni, and the song is called Mansita Ma Ret Menbel. Right out of the streets of Algiers here, I guess.
Yeah, he's an Algerian Rai performer. Started out in the late 80s. His first big hit was a duo with Shaba Zuhania, El Baraka, which he garnered considerable success for him, but also put him kind of in a bad light in Algeria with the more extreme religious portion. And he was killed in 1994. Really just like steps away from his parents' home in Oran, Algeria.
And you found this at an Algerian meat market that has since stopped selling music.
Yeah, it's actually, well, you know, it's a little more complicated than that even. It closed down, but it reopened in another as another place. That was one of the first places I ever visited in Astoria. It's on Steinway Street, which is a very long street and has a lot of used to have a lot of North African and Middle Eastern markets, and now largely just a few North African markets left.
Okay. While we're in Astoria, let's go to a very famous population from Astoria, which would be the Greek population. And this next song is by the Greek group Exadactylos. This is the song Tapedia Inendaxi. Okay, tell us about this one.
So this is probably Greek's biggest or at least most respected psychedelic band. They didn't really last very long. I think they might have broken up by like 1973. This is from an album from 1971. I don't know what the album is. I got it on a compilation of Greek rock music called Rock Now that I got from the Greek – it's called the Greek Superstore in my neighborhood. And the band was led by Dimitris Poulikakos, who is quite a famous actor and musician. But this group is really well-loved because they stay away from the more common psychedelic tropes that people are used to, the fuzz guitar and this and that. And I mean, I'm not really sure how to put my finger on exactly what they're doing, but it is certainly unique. And I think people really, really loved it in Greece at the time.
Where do you go when you want a really good Greek meal in your neighborhood, which is probably the best one in America for Greek food?
Man, that's a very, you know, I can't answer that because I don't remember the names of the places right off the top of my head. I know I can visualize them.
Taverna something or other, right?
Yeah, exactly right. There's a couple of tavernas. And I don't really remember. Honestly, I can't tell you.
You just know that you just have the more Greek food than you could possibly imagine in your neighborhood.
23rd Avenue,
lucky
that's
guy
where I go. Let's
all right
put it that way.
So the next one that we've got is Albanian, and this is Motrat Mustafa. This is called Mos Mi Tuaj Merdita. You'd almost think that this is coming out of the Middle East.
It does have that sound. Yeah, a lot of this. In fact, there's a lot of what we would call like arabesque, I guess, mm-hmm. influence. But Motrat Mustafa is an extremely popular duo. I think they're sisters. Motrat means sisters in Albanian. And this comes from an album called Aventura Tutka. And I found it at this place down the street. All these songs, I should say, came from my neighborhood and from a market called European Market, which carries a lot of stuff from the Balkans. And also they have a big wall of beer in the back of the market that it's famous for in our neighborhood. And then they used to have spindles of CDs, which at some point in the last 5 years or so, they just suddenly disappeared. Until that time, I used to go in there and pick up Albanian, Bosnian, Serbian music, and got quite a number of wonderful things. I love this track because I just love their voices, the, you know, just slight harmonization they're doing. It's just so beautiful.
Okay, well, let's get to the next one. This is Egyptian musician Abu El Leif. This is called Kalik Fe El Nour. Yalli btitgawiz fi sir, yalli btitgawiz a'urfi, winna'ma halak ya'ib, winta al-khasran bisharafi, asli al-gawaz mishwara, wala shaqa igar wi sir, ishhar wi darbi nar, Now you say that Abu El Leif has created a bridge between older Egyptian generations and younger musicians who are listening to a lot of dance music.
Yeah, Abu El Leif is actually, I think it means loofah person, something mm-hmm. like that, like loofah man or something. And he's got this persona where he's on the album cover. Yeah, dressed like Superman, but with holes in his shirt. He comes from, you know, the underclass, the working class, but unlike a lot of street music, which is heavily danceable, it's usually often wedding music you'd play at weddings, extremely high energy and electronic. His music, I mean, I think he started out that way. He started late in life, actually, and his first album was maybe a little bit more like that. This second album that track is taken from 2012, Super Leifa is the album, and it's this just beautiful postmodern landscape. And what he does is he takes old forms and uses the old forms and sounds, but still using the lyrics of the street, essentially. Although it's a more, I would say it's probably a more quote-unquote polite version of the street.
We have time for one more, Gary, and it is from the Mexican-American Julieta Venegas. This is called Sabiendos de los Scalzos. Sounds very much like the way that Bjork sings.
She's a very interesting singer. That's from her first album, A Key, from 1997. Mm-hmm. But I picked up this just sort of kind of on a whim at this little store that was, I want to describe it as a kind of a curio shop or something. They had a lot of like Mexican wrestling masks and flags from different Latin American countries in it. And then they had just all these CDs on the floor. I would say about 500 CDs they were selling all for like $1 a piece or something. So I picked up a whole bunch of stuff from them over the course of, you know, however many months before they closed shop. And this was one of those records.
It is so cool that you in your neighborhood in New York City live so close to these places where you can hear the music from Greece, Albania, you know, Egypt, Mexico, and many other places. Really cool. And thank you for bringing some of it to us today. Gary Sullivan, host of Bodega Pop Live on WFMU's 24-hour stream, Give the Drummer Radio. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you can find all of our DJ session picks on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.